Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This is the Wikipedia page for Shadow Person. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN. All right, everybody. Shadow people, if you like being scared, this is probably your episode because shadow people are scary as F.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
Should we do a scary reading?
How do we do a scary reading?
Why? I'll show you.
I think anything I read is scary. Shadow Person. Shadow People redirects here for the 2013 film See Shadow People film. For other uses, see The Shadow People. This article has multiple issues. Please help improve it or discuss these issues on the talk page. This article may need to be rewritten to comply with Wikipedia's quality standards, April 2018. This article needs additional citations for verification, June 2017. A shadow person, also known as a shadow figure, shadow being, or black mass, is the perception of a patch of shadow as a living humanoid figure and interpreted as the presence of a spirit or other entity by believers in the paranormal or supernatural.
History and folklore. A number of religions, legends, and belief systems describe shadowy spiritual beings or supernatural entities such as shades of the underworld, and various shadowy creatures have long been a staple of folklore, ghost stories such as Islamic jinn and the Choctaw Malusa Chito.
My name is Batman.
Batman.
I speak in more of a full voice than Batman. Batman is more like, hey, everybody, I'm Batman.
The coast-to-coast AM late-night radio talk show helped popularize modern beliefs in shadow people. The first time the topic of shadow people was discussed at length on the show was April 12th, 2001, when host Art Bell interviewed Native American elder Thunder Strikes, who is also known as Harley Swiftear Reagan. During the show, listeners were encouraged to submit drawings of shadow people that they had seen, and a large number of these drawings were immediately shared publicly on the website.
In October that year, Heidi Hollis published her first book on the topic of shadow people, and later became a regular guest on Coast to Coast. Hollis describes shadow people as dark silhouettes with human shapes and profiles that flicker in and out of peripheral vision and claims that people have reported the figures attempting to jump on their chest and choke them. She believes the figures to be negative alien beings that can be repelled by various means, including invoking the name of Jesus.
What is Jesus's name?
Jesus.
Oh. Although participants in online discussion forums devoted to paranormal and supernatural topics describe them as menacing, other believers and paranormal authors do not agree whether
shadow people are
evil, helpful, or neutral. And some even speculate that shadow people may be the extra-dimensional inhabitants of another universe. Some paranormal investigators and authors such as Chad Stambach claimed to have recorded images of shadow people on video.
Shadow people feature in two episodes of ITP paranormal documentary series Extreme Ghost Stories, where the phenomenon is described as a black mass.
Scientific explanations. Several physiological and psychological conditions can account for reported experiences of shadowy shapes seeming alive. A sleep paralysis sufferer may perceive a shadowy or indistinct shape approaching them when they lie awake paralyzed and become increasingly alarmed.
A person experiencing heightened emotion, such as while walking alone on a dark night, may incorrectly perceive a patch of shadow as an attacker.
Many methamphetamine addicts report the appearance of shadow people after prolonged periods of sleep deprivation. Psychiatrist Jack Potts suggests that methamphetamine usage adds a conspiratorial component to the sleep deprivation hallucinations. One interviewed subject said that,
"You don't see shadow dogs or shadow birds or shadow cars. You see
shadow people
standing in the doorways, walking behind you, coming at you on the sidewalk."
These hallucinations have been directly compared to the paranormal entities described in folklore.
Finally, visual hallucinations such as those caused by schizophrenia and bipolar disorder may appear to be shadowy figures at the edge of peripheral vision.
In popular culture, The Nightmare is a 2015 documentary that discusses the causes of sleep paralysis as seen through extensive interviews with participants and the experiences are reenacted by professional actors. It proposes that such cultural phenomena as alien abduction, the near-death experience, and shadow people can, in many cases, be attributed to sleep paralysis. The real-life horror film debuted at the Sundance Film Festival on January 26th and premiered in theaters on June 5th.
Shadow people, described as shadow men, feature prominently in the 2007 novel John Dies at the End. When they kill a person, that person is retroactively erased from existence and history is rewritten as though they were never born.
The 2013 horror film Shadow People depicts a fictional sleep study conducted during the 1970s in which patients report seeing shadowy intruders before dying in their sleep. The movie follows a radio host and CDC investigator who research the story, and the story is claimed to be based on true events.
In a 2012 episode of A&E's Intervention series, the subject Skylar is plagued by shadow people. Sometimes called face people, and sprays a mist to unveil them in the refractions. He also builds weapons to fight them and alleges that they are using stolen technology to telepathically communicate with certain individuals.
I feel like that doesn't need to be an intervention episode. That just needs to be some psychiatric treatment.
I'm wondering what that is all about. I'm gonna go watch it. We're intervening on your psychosis. Don't you think you've had enough?
In the online game Deep Sleep and its sequels, shadow people have existed since the dawn of the human race and lurk in lucid dreams. Players who realize that they are asleep can be paralyzed and possessed, and the character's dream self will be turned into a shadow person.
an episode of the 1985 Twilight Zone series titled The Shadow Man dealt with a teenage boy who had a shadow person living underneath his bed. The episode portrayed the Shadow Man as fitting the Hat Man appearance commonly ascribed to shadow people, and added to the mythology that shadow people can kill humans but will not harm those under whose bed they live.
I actually saw that episode of The Twilight Zone in 1985 when it first aired, and it was pretty scary, especially because it was based on this thing that lived underneath this kid's bed. And I saw it and it just was a scared thing. Even though at the time I was like 15 or 16, still pretty scary.
I'm pretty sure I have seen that episode, though I don't remember specifically. But have you ever seen a shadow person?
Have I ever seen a shadow person?
Yeah.
You mean like from dreaming? Yeah, I used to have the sleep paralysis thing happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would just be there, and then shadow people would just be hanging out. Like, dudes at the edge of the bed with like yellow eyes and black bodies. I'll be like, yo, get me out of here. I can't. Come on, legs work.
That's pretty terrifying.
Yes, it's very terrifying. I agree with this article. Shadow people are scary as F.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at @wiki_listen.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, please let... What are you...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.